Well, we've been running the big national advertising campaign since the end of January. So the report we launched yesterday is all part of this big campaign to change public attitudes towards people with mental health problems. Yesterday's report, The World Without, was actually saying people with mental health problems across England face discrimination simply because they've received a diagnosis. And if these five famous people lived in today's society, would they have been able to make such a huge contribution to not just the UK, but globally? And those five people who actually experienced mental health problems themselves were Winston Churchill, Abraham Lincoln, Marie Curie, Charles Darwin, and Florence Nightingale, all of whom had what were either diagnosed as mental health problems or would be now. And Winston Churchill famously talked about the black dog of depression, which has become quite a catchphrase when we talk about depression. So they experienced mental health problems, but they had huge, huge impacts on politics, on the state of our countries, and on medical treatments as well as theories of evolution. Now, if they were alive today, would they have been able to contribute? Would Florence Nightingale have been able to carry on nursing? Would Charles Darwin have been, you know, laughed out of the lecture rooms with his theories if he's known to have had mental health problems? So we're trying to say that actually our attitudes and behaviour in England linked to mental health are so outdated that they need changing now. The responsibility really lies with all of us. The campaign is only one of 35 projects that come under the Time to Change programme of work. One of them is a really interesting project up at the University of Central Lancashire, where we're doing work with students from Freshers Week onwards and working with welfare officers to support students through what is a very transitional stage in life. When you're managing your own finances, you've got the pressure of deadlines, you're often living away from your previous support mechanisms of friends and family. So we know it's quite a difficult time for quite large numbers of people. But it's also not just about helping people who might be experiencing stress or the early signs of mental health problems. It's actually about teaching us that we all have mental health and well-being. So in the way that we learn to look after our physical health and all the messages you get about five a day and keeping physically active, it's exactly the same theory and the same practice needs to happen for our mental health. So we are working with students on a sort of more of a well-being approach. So how do you maintain good and positive mental health at the time of life when you're sort of developing your coping strategies for the rest of your adult life? So we're going to be sharing the results of that programme when we've got some of the evaluation data in. And we're very keen to work with bodies like the NUS to do what we can with the campaign and these messages across all universities and colleges. Everybody in England has a role to play in much more engaging conversation about mental health, and we've got to stop shoving it under the carpet and being embarrassed about a topic we don't know how to talk about. There's lots of information on our website about how you can get involved in the campaign, how you can support yourself, your family, your friends who may be experiencing a mental health problem, and lots of material that we'd love, you know, put up in common rooms and lecture rooms and your bed sitters or lounges. And actually, this is about us all having a role to play in this. We think the best thing to do is to go onto our website, which is time-to-change.org.uk. There's loads of material on there. And there's also our advert and short videos on YouTube. And anybody can help distribute those for us to make us all more aware that the time to change has come now.